Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., United States Senator Harry Reid for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
25,000 jobs. That's how many jobs Nevada's created in clean energy. That's how many Nevada jobs Joe Heck puts at risk when he votes Big Oil's way. Joe Heck's taken hundreds of thousands in Big Oil money and voted their way, protecting billions in tax breaks for oil companies and threatening Nevada's solar economy. 25,000 Nevada jobs at risk because Joe Heck's in Big Oil's pocket. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Washington, D.C., we are pleased to welcome back to the program United States Senator Harry Reid, the minority leader. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
The presidential campaign of Hillary Clinton looks to me a lot like a replica of the campaign you ran against Sharon Angles 6 years ago, using the time from the end of the primary to define the opponent, even getting to the point early on to define Trump as dangerous. We have Republicans for Hillary. There were Republicans for Reid. Your thoughts on that? Is it similar?
Well, Sharon Angles is a much better candidate than Donald Trump. You compare the two. She is an all-star. Donald Trump is the worst candidate I have ever known to seek public office, especially on a national level, bar none.
Are there specific reasons why you feel that way?
Well, his ideas are weird, to say the least. Here's a man who's denigrated every group in America. Women, of course, multitude of times. Hispanics, all the stuff he said about Mexican, 80% of the Nevada immigrants that are Hispanic are Mexican. He's called them rapists and carriers of drugs, drug mules. He has gone after African-Americans in many different ways. He could go to church on Sunday with African-Americans from now for the next 15 years. He can't get rid of who he is and what he's done. He is... done so many things that are just absolutely unbelievable. He doesn't believe climate change is here. He has said that he knows more than the people that are running the Pentagon. If I had said one of the things that he's done, my career would have been over. Why people let this man keep going on is beyond my ability to comprehend. He is somebody that's too dangerous to be president.
It's interesting that potentially we could be looking at a Walter Mondale-like failure in terms of the presidency. Mondale only won Minnesota and D.C. Do you think that Trump is heading for that kind of disaster?
I don't know. I don't know. But he is truly the Republicans that he ran against in the primary. Jeb Bush. Now, Jeb Bush, I mean, he's a good guy. Certainly not a person that deserves the name calling. And every one of the candidates that opposed him, he had name calling and went after them big time. It was a Republican primary. He only had to get a handful of votes to win, and that's what he did. Now, what I feel strongly about, how could anybody want him to be president? How could anyone want this man to be president? For example, Heck, who's a congressman from Las Vegas, I represent a very tiny district. He's told Republicans they need to vote for Trump to save the Republican Party. Now, that's a hell of a reason to vote for somebody, isn't it? He can't do it on merits. And I have said about Heck, because I can't understand. He's a medical doctor, osteopathic surgeon. He should have more thought for a country than that.
But in his district, I mean, that is a district that's fairly evenly split. He's hardly likely to go in support of Hillary Clinton or withhold.
The district is a Democratic district. He's done well in that district. He's going to be clobbered, okay? He will not carry his own district, okay? Now, I have said that Heck is a fraud, and he is. For example, with immigrants, he comes back to Nevada, which is heavily Hispanic now, and talks about how good he is with immigrants. We have something that virtually everybody, and that's an exaggeration, I know that. We have people who have been here since the time they were little kids. America's only country they know. And because the Republican Congress refused to do anything, Obama said, these young men and women should be able to stay without being arrested, they should be able to go to school, get a driver's license, fly in an airplane, work. That's fair. Heck voted to defund that program. Yet he comes back and runs ad on Hispanic TV paid for by the Kochs. So I think Sharon Angle, better candidate than Donald Trump. I think I'm so disappointed in Joe Heck. I thought he was a better person than this.
Okay, so let me ask you this. The polling during your last Senate race showed that it was a very close race, at times that you were even losing, and yet the private polling done by Mark Melman on your behalf actually showed you winning from the very beginning and never dropped at all. Right now, the polling is split pretty evenly between Joe Heck and Catherine Cortez Masto, who you would like to replace you. Why do you think that is, and what does that bode for Trump in Nevada?
We don't have time, Sam, for me to tell you about polling, but I'll just...
I got plenty of time.
I'll be okay, good, let's go then. It's been a year now, but there was a column written in the New York Times, featured column, written by a professor from Rutgers, I think it was Rutgers, who is, there are two polling associations in America. He was the chairman, president of one of them. Here is a pollster that says, in America, modern day America, you cannot poll. It's impossible. 24 hours, cell phones, all the other problems you have with social media just doesn't work anymore the way it used to. And that's what he said. And if you look at polls that have been going on in our country the last couple of years around America, around the world, look what happened in Great Britain. They can't poll in Great Britain any better than we can here. It is hard for you to find a poll that is accurate. If it's accurate, it's been sheer luck. Because, for example, we had a meeting in the Library of Congress. We brought in some pollsters. I said, you know, you have trouble getting people. It's against the law to make robocalls on his cell phone. How do you do this? You don't go to person anymore. You do it on the phone. What if you don't have the right demographic group and you're trying to come up with this poll? Here's what they said. Listen to this one. This got me thinking pretty quickly. They said, if we don't get enough, here's what we do. We mathematically calculate if they'd answered the phone what they would have said. Now, is that accurate? Of course it isn't. So polling is a joke, whether it was 6 years ago or today.
And the reality is that television ratings for a long, long time were the same way, that in certain groups, if they didn't get the right number of Hispanics, say, for example, or African Americans, they did waiting to compensate for the fact they didn't have the numbers. Let's take a break. More with Senator Reid when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. There's a race going on right now. The world's clean energy superpower is either going to be Germany, China, or us. And I'm going to make sure it's us. From 500 million solar panels installed by the end of my first term to precision manufacturing, we'll beat the competition and create new high-wage jobs. We can do this. Millions of jobs right here in America. That's my plan.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Washington, D.C. with United States Senator Harry Reid. Why is foreign policy so absent in this campaign? You know, we don't hear discussions about Syria especially.
Well, foreign policy is at the forefront as we speak. Excuse me. As you know, I raised an issue a few days ago about Russians trying to infiltrate our election process, and they're doing that. I'm convinced of that. That's why I directed a letter to Director Comey, head of the FBI. I talked to him first, and I'm going to send you a letter saying I think Russians are manipulating.
May I ask you, do you think or do you know? Do you have proof?
Well, let's suffice it to say the investigation is taking place. I've had a number of briefings. I've read all the public press. And I have reason to believe that the Russians are infiltrating our system. And the day after I came up with this, there was a story broke that they know the Russians are manipulating elections in Illinois and Arizona. Arizona, think about that. And there have been other stories. So they're just being so brazen. Remember, Putin is a KGB guy. The KGB has changed its name, but it is still as every place as it used to be, led by the president of the company. A company, but it is a company. It's an oligarchy. Russia is not a regular company. I'm sorry, Russia is a company, not a country. They're being run by five or six rich people. And that's what we're having in America, Sam. The Koch brothers, who are spending untoward hundreds of millions of dollars in this election because of that Supreme Court decision, are spending money with all these fake groups. The Chamber of Commerce, you think it's a Chamber of Commerce, it's the Koch brothers. NRA, they're spending. NRA used to specialize in direct mail. Now they're doing TV and radio because the Kochs are supporting them. And all these groups we've never heard of are having a good time spending their money.
But you have to admit, too, Senator, that money is being spent on the Democratic side in no short measure.
We cannot match the two richest men in America. Wrong. That is absolutely false. And you should, I'm telling your viewers, we're doing everything we can, but we do not have we don't have a Koch family. The law is awful, but I wish we could raise the money the Kochs did. But our Senate elections would not be close but for them. And let me just mention this also. Hillary Clinton has been beaten up on emails and Benghazi. Why? Why on two issues like that? Why has it gone on as long as that? Because for 3 years now, the Trumps have spent untold millions of dollars denigrating her and the whole process. Benghazi, what an awful thing that they're doing. And there was no better example of that than at the Republican convention who brought in a woman, a mother, whose son was killed in Libya. She killed my son. Can you imagine that? It just is without foundation. But that doesn't matter in modern-day Koch brother world.
But that doesn't matter in politics, period. The history of our country, the most awful things have been said about people in every presidential election.
You have a very cynical view of politics.
I'm not cynical.
I don't.
Sir, I believe more. You went to see the movie Lincoln.
I believe more of our country.
You went to see the movie Lincoln. Correct? When it first came out and you took your Senate colleagues with you and you said that you enjoyed the movie because this is what I do every day. And that whole movie
I watched Lincoln.
That was a wonderful movie.
I thought it was a great movie. But no, you're much too cynical.
I think
we have a great system. It's too bad that it's being jeopardized by someone trying to buy America just like they bought Russia. The Koch brothers want America to be just like Russia, where we have four or five families control the president.
But your job as the minority leader and the head of the Democratic Party beyond the president is to be on the attack. And that's what you do. And you do it fantastically. Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes.
Sam, listen. I have an obligation. We all have an obligation to speak our mind. And I'm fortunate to have had this job for a long time, being the Democratic leader. Until the last couple of years, I was majority leader. And I've tried very hard. I am not one who denigrates Washington, who makes fun of members of Congress. I've never done that. But I try to be as an advocate for what I think is right. But I still have great feelings and confidence in the future of our country. And for people like you to talk about how bad it is doesn't help the
whole
system.
I'm not saying how bad it is.
That's what you said.
What I'm saying is that things have not changed a lot. In Lincoln's day, the emancipation of the slaves was done in the lame duck session of Congress with Lincoln looking to get jobs for all the people that were going to lose their congressional jobs so that he could get the votes. So I'm not being cynical. I'm just saying that this is not that different.
You can pick
in
an
the
example.
Nevada legislature, we had duels.
You can pick an example. Of Lincoln and what a great man he was, because he was great to be able to get that done. It wasn't easy. And, you know, I worked hard on Obamacare. That
was
incredible job. That wasn't easy to do. But I didn't buy anybody. It was done on one-on-ones with my Democratic senators. I feel very comfortable with what I did with that, with Wall Street reform and the other things I've worked together with the president on over these last 8 years.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come to some of the issues that you're going to be dealing with over the next couple of weeks. Right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I needed them when my car broke down.
I needed them on a Saturday.
When I needed to keep the lights on.
When he broke his arm.
When my pipe broke.
For just 3 days.
Check City. Short-term loans, installment and title loans, check cashing and gold buying.
I just needed them for a couple of weeks.
I needed them at night.
To avoid bouncing a check.
Check City. When you need cash.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
We don't just practice law here in Reno. This is our home. Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the United States Senator Harry Reid. So time is running out. And let's go through a list, and you just say what you think you're going to be able to get accomplished and what you don't. Zika funding.
Yes.
Terrorists buying guns. You want to get that stopped.
The Republicans are beholden to these special interest groups, especially the NRA. I think they're going to stop it, as they have, even though we have Republicans now who want to do what we want to do.
Will Merrick Garland get a hearing before the end of this term?
I have my doubts, because the Republicans are locked in there. They want this to be turned over to Trump and have him select somebody. That doesn't scare you, and I don't know what would. But, after the election's over, they may have changed their mind, because they may be concerned about who Clinton would nominate. It may not be Merrick Garland, who Orrin Hatch said, for example, that he was a consensus nominee.
Voting rights.
No, they're bound and determined, governed by these southern states, to make all these phantom issues about voter fraud. There is no voter fraud. You can't find cases where there's voter fraud. They're just trying to keep minorities from voting. So, no, I think that they will probably prevail again.
Will you be able to work with the Republicans to get a budget done before the end of this session, or will it end up being a six-month continuing
resolution?
We're easy to
work with. It's up to them. If they're willing to go halfway, we'll go at least halfway, if not more. But we're not going to have any of those silly, nonsensical writers that come from those crazies, as Boehner referred to them, in the House, that have nothing to do with anything. We want to make sure that the government is funded. They don't close the government. But, of course, we would be willing to work with them. And I announced that today in a speech I gave on the floor.
And where do you think it's going to end? Because I didn't get to hear that speech. Is it going to be a continuing resolution? Will you actually
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll do some kind of a continuing resolution. Since the Republicans perfected filibusters, we don't do appropriation bills anymore like we used to.
It seems that Reuben Kiwan will have plenty of funding for his race against Crescent Hardy. Can the same be said for Jackie Rosen against Danny Tarkanian?
Right now, we're going to pick up House seats in Nevada. It appears that Reuben's going to win. And I met with Jackie just a few days ago. She's a wonderful candidate. She is blemish-free. She's someone who is going to, as she has, run hard. John Ralston said in one of his last TV shows, words to this effect, she's the best freshman candidate running for office he's ever interviewed on TV. She's very good, and I think she's going to win. She'll have enough money. Remember, her opponent's been beaten 5 times already.
But he's been showing very strongly in this cycle. What about Chip Evans against Mark Amity?
Well, Chip is fighting a real uphill battle. I've agreed to support him, but that's a Republican district. It's a pretty tough district.
High-speed rail funding. Who's going to pick up the torch? Because I don't think you're going to get that done this year.
I talked to Jerry Brown at my Tahoe summit. I have great admiration for Governor Brown. He and I are really significant believers in high-speed rail. And we're disappointed it hasn't been done in this administration. Jerry Brown will be there. I'll be cheering from the sidelines. But it's a real shame that America, the best train system we have is the old antiquated Amtrak. We really need high-speed rail. And we were very close to the high-speed rail between Las Vegas and L.A. And we didn't get the support we needed.
Senator Reid, thank you always for your time. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7. All by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
On our next broadcast, Congressman Crescent Hardy will see you then.